Obviously, the belongings that they took to Willard were extremely important to them.
The suitcase on display at Buffalo's Disability Museum is part of a larger exhibit called The Lives They Left Behind. You may recall this past July, we brought you the story of how 400 suitcases were discovered back in 1995 in the attic of the state hospital. Disability Museum Associate Vice President Dave Mack Hardiman says this particular suitcase on display tells the story of Lawrence Mocha, an immigrant who arrived at Willard in 1918. He worked as a gravedigger at the asylum and lived there for 50 years until he died in 1968.
Inside, you can see one of his handkerchiefs there. There's a tie that's sitting there, a shaving brush, and his cup or mug, a kind of a tin cup that he probably drank from.
These people lived fairly routinized lives within the walls of the institution.
Doug Platt is museum curator. The decade-old suitcases of Willard psychiatric patients tell life stories, but some were never touched after the patients arrived for treatment at the residential facility.
When you look at the display cases we have set up that contain the suitcase and some of the personal effects of Mr. Mocha, you see that here's a guy that valued his appearance. He has very natty dress shoes. He has nice galoshes. He has a number of bow ties, a straight tie, and he must have enjoyed shaving quite a bit, as we have three shaving brushes that he had. I only wish that we could have retained a straight razor, but that probably was gobbled up by staff.
What was he diagnosed with, his mental illness?
I don't know specifically. I know that he sometimes whistled, he sometimes sang, he sometimes was viewed as generally noisy, and sometimes he was singing, and he was an immigrant, so there may have been a language barrier, and he didn't have a great deal of social support in that he was here by himself. But he was previously hospitalized for, again, being somewhat disruptive, if you will, or being loud and noisy.
He was even in after the introduction of medications that typically would have let him out. But by that time, the institution is home, and that's what he was used to.
How did Lawrence become the gravedigger?
Yeah, my understanding is that Mr. Mocha just became interested in the graveyard, and actually he was given a small residence there, a house, if you will, in the cemetery. And in the summer months, he could spend more time there. He had been a window washer in New York City previously, previous to his being sent to Willard. And he was a cleaner at the superintendent's house as well, too. So he had skills which were utilized. But later, his primary role was digging graves, and it's estimated he dug about more than 1,500 of them.
For more than two decades, those suitcases have been in the hands of the state, but now they may finally be returned. There's an effort underway to try and locate descendants of Willard patients. All the items found have been photographed and cataloged. The suitcases remain at the State Museum in Albany in a permanent collection, but are no longer on display.
There is a great mystery to mental illness beyond medical problems, and people still have the stigma attached to it, and I think this will help people understand better what really happened as opposed to what they think happened.
Mocha's suitcase and a few other stories of Willard patients and the former facility will be on display through the end of this year at the Disability Museum. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Will help people.